I also just want to welcome the guests. It's nice to have. We have Elliot's father, Jesus' parents, a few other guests. Okay, so today's and Judah Gortz, yes, correct. Where is he? Judah Gortz, where'd you go? Okay, so there he is. Okay, so in any case, today's topic is going to touch on a few different angles. I think it's going to make it particularly interesting. One angle is the relationship between Kiddush and Havdalah. Because one way we can think about it is that they're just two sides of the same coin. Kiddush is this bracha we make when Shabbos enters, and Havdalah is this bracha we make when Shabbos exits, and therefore we should expect a lot of parallels between Kiddush and Havdalah. So before you get to the second angle, let me already start with this, guys. Can anyone tell me a halachic difference they can think of between Kiddush and Havdalah? Everybody shows they're not always the same. Jonah. Okay, except we didn't discover one thing. That was very clever. We even discovered something, guys, that the Borei Moreish that we say in Havdalah is not really part of Havdalah. Okay, I don't know why we make it on Saturday night. Why do we make a bracha on fire on Saturday night? All right, let's go, Jake. Okay, terrific. Okay, remind me again, you went to Euler or Shalavit? Very impressive. Okay, either way, it's very impressive. Okay, there's a famous Agadah. There's a famous Agadah that mankind was given fire on the first Saturday night, right? It's Gemara Pesachim and Brachot. And we're recognizing that. I'll just point out, I can't resist, kind of a big contrast to Greek mythology. In Greek mythology, what happens when you... Oh, Rabbi Meir just spoke about that. Forget it. Okay. Next. Forgot about that. Yeah, I was so excited to teach you guys about Prometheus. You all know it already. Okay. Next. Okay. Difference in Kiddush and Havdalah. No. What do you mean it's different? Okay.
It's a beverage of choice.
So let's do this. Very good, Monty. So before we get to the beverage of choice, in Kiddush, we might talk about three models. I don't know if you've ever seen this. People make Kiddush on wine. That's the best. Then there's something called Chamar Medina, some other drink of stature. But you might also have seen people make Kiddush on bread. Okay, has anyone ever seen this? When there's no drink of stature around? You make Kiddush on bread. Okay, Havdalah, how many of those three options apply? The first two. There's such a thing as Havdalah on wine. There's such a thing as Havdalah on a drink of stature. There's no Havdalah. Oh, any of you here? Sure, it's like old timers day over here. Okay, excellent. Okay, and there's no such thing as Havdalah on bread. Now that really stems from a different difference. Okay, can anyone tell me why bread might be more connected to Kiddush than Havdalah? And now I'm going to make one of the worst rabbinic jokes ever, but you'll have to if you're a rabbi. Okay, why does bread play a bigger role in Kiddush than Havdalah? Okay, that was the joke. Okay, yeah. Okay, but go beyond Lecha Mishnah. What's the rule we have in Kiddush and Havdalah? Ein Kiddush Ella Bekom Suda, right? That's what they tell you at a Shul Kiddush. Make sure you had mizono or had a roll or something, right? When Havdalah, no one ever said to you, oh, make sure you eat something after Havdalah. Okay, so already we're noticing that Kiddush and Havdalah don't quite play out the same way. There are halakhic differences between them. Yeah?
Isn't there also an aspect that's interesting in Shrine, which might also play into that dread aspect?
Oh, that's quite clever. You're saying that Shabbat is Echlitz Yimitzrayim, but that's not a theme we mentioned during Havdalah. Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, boss? Okay, that was very clever. So I don't know what boys mean this, but we seem to have a rule that women and men have all the same chiyuvim when it comes to Shabbat. So women have the same chiyuv in Kiddush, despite it being a time-bound mitzvah. But then there is the question, do we assume women have the same chiyuv in Havdalah? So Boaz has which is a debate, actually. So Boaz has another good point. Yeah, Mark? Oh, that's very interesting. Although in theory, we do that in Kiddush also, right? No, well, maybe Vayechulu and the Mekadesh HaShabbat is a form of Kiddush. Yeah, Quincy?
I think the whole concept of Mekadesh to make something holy and Havdalah, recognizing that something has changed, is totally...
Okay, we get to your point. Quincy, you had a great Kiddush for 20 minutes from now. Okay, you know, I'll take more comments in a second. Let's go to the second angle. The second angle, so that's already one interesting angle, the relation to Kiddush and Havdalah. We also have... Wait, where's Izzy? Oh, there he is, okay. Izzy, okay, if I say this... Okay, I'm going to take that as yes. Okay, guys, Izzy has currently lost his status as the most mysterious guy in the show. Okay? I'll explain why. right? There are good, a lot of ways. There aren't so many ways, but there are certain ways to be mysterious. One crucial thing is to be pretty quiet. Right? Obviously, the more you talk, the more you reveal. Right? So Izzy, the first month of the year, was quite quiet. He was by far the most mysterious guy in Yeshiva. But thank God he's talking much more now, in Shir now this year. But and now the title has gone to Yoni Grant. Okay? So he is now... What? No, no, it's not true. If I point out a guy's underrated, that ruins it. Why should I point out he's mysterious, ruin that? It has no impact whatsoever. Right? Mysterious doesn't mean people don't know you exist. Right? If they know you exist, you can't be mysterious either. What? But that doesn't take away from your mysteriousness. Fine. And I will point out, that was okay. The other candidate was Michael Riskin, but he loses points for not being around as much. Okay. Wait, just to clarify, guys, that's not a punishment. It's just that it's cheating to be mysterious by another, right? You understand? It's not a punishment. Okay, next. Okay, let's go to the second topic. Okay. The second topic. Okay, we have a concept called tashlumin. What's tashlumin? If you missed a tefillah, like you slept through mincha, you could daven the Amidah Arvit twice, right? It's a makeup. You have a makeup date, like a makeup test, right? Now, it seems like we don't have that for a lot of halakha, right? No one says, let's say, for the mitzvah of a chag, let's say you missed lulav throughout Sukkot. Get there, oh, I'll take a lulav 2 days after Sukkot as tashlumin. So let's think about where there is tashlumin and how it works. Where else do we have tashlumin in our system, in the halakhic system, besides davening? Is it? I'm sorry? Who said something? So maybe Havdalah. We're going to see in a second. Because you might have heard the idea. What are we passing today, guys? You could do Havdalah till end of Tuesday, right? You have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So Ari Tadarka said a good thing. Whoa, maybe we should view that as akin to Tashlumin. Right, you miss Mincha, you could do Marv twice. You miss Havdalah. So on Saturday night, you could do it through Tuesday. So one way to think about that is the Tashlumin model. Yoni Saltzman. Very good. So the sacrificial order has a few of them. Yeah. And it's interesting because not every carbon will have it necessarily. It might be an interesting study. When do we have tashlum and when don't we? But Pesach Sheni seems to be a great example. Okay, we're good? Isaac, you want the system? Okay, excellent. Mati.
The tashlum, does it always have to be an increased thing you do later or just anything you do later on?
Well, has the Pesach Sheni model fit for you?
So I don't know what Pesach Sheni like.
Okay, if you're Tamei or you're far away from Beit HaMikdash.
I don't know how many Torah lots you do in that.
It's roughly parallel to the Pesach Rishon.
So is that
meaning, but it's not like toot, meaning.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it works. Okay, guys. With that, let's get down to this. Okay, so we're looking at the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, and we're looking at how Tashlum works. Okay, so first source. Ba'amine Ravim Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Mishul Kiddush Berev Shabbat Ma'ushi Kaddish V'olech Kol Yom Kulo. Ah, now we're asked a question even about Kiddush. So let's start with Kiddush. What do we get here in Kiddush? What do we get here in Havdalah? What do we get here in Kiddush? If you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, what are you allowed to do? What does it say at the end? You could do it. Wait, guys, one thing. Erev Shabbos here means, it's a misleading term. It means Friday night. Okay, so if you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, you could do it all day, namely. The rest of... Now, maybe a lot of you are thinking, wait, that doesn't make sense, because I make Kiddush in the morning anyway. But what would change now, guys? This is quite fascinating. Okay, Quincy, go ahead. Okay, A, it would be a Kiddush Deraita, not a Kiddush Derabbanan, right? The one that days Derabbanan. B, how would what I do change? How would my practice change? You know? Excellent. Excellent. The biggest difference between Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush in the morning is Kiddush Friday night has two brachot, right? Brei Pirei Gafen and the Kiddush Shabbat. Kiddush in the morning only has Brei Pirei Gafen, which probably reflects that, so to speak, the Friday night Kiddush, that's the real deal. That's the Deraita Kiddush. So that has this bracha called the Kiddush Shabbat. Okay, now I just need somebody for an example. Who in the yeshiva is an all-time, one of the great sleepers of Am Yisrael? We got Jonah Zeal. Jonah, you're the crowd favorite here, Jonah. Okay, you're the crowd favorite. Okay, so let's say Jonah is really exhausted one day. And on Friday, he spent all Thursday night, he was up learning all night. Now he goes for a little nap Friday afternoon. he wakes up Shabbos morning, he missed the totality of Friday night. Okay, it could happen, right, Jonah?
It's not happened before.
Wait, has it happened?
Maybe once, I probably slept through.
Okay, there you go. Now he wakes up Shabbos morning. He comes, now I admit, I've never seen this in practice, but he comes to the Shabbos table for lunch. What should he do? Makes a Friday night Kiddush. You understand? He is not yet Yotze, the Friday night Kiddush, the Kiddush Doraita. He did not yet say the Kiddush with Mekadesh Shabbat. And therefore he would say the Friday night Kiddush. Okay, so that is how long you have for Kiddush. Now what did this Gemara say about how long you have for Havdalah? Again, a very misleading phrase. Obviously, Kol HaShabbat Kulo cannot mean all of Shabbos, right? Havdalah is after Shabbos. Anyone try me? What else it might mean? What else might, how else might use the word Shabbat? Very good, whoever said that. Okay? It means until the next Shabbat. You have a week. Very good, guys. Okay, so what do we have according to this Gemara? It sounds like Kiddush, you have all of Shabbos to do, and Havdalah, you have all week. 1 second, Quincy. Okay, however, let us go to two more Gemara, which will change it a bit. Source two. But for, I don't know why, but for some reason, all the Gemaras about Kiddush and Havdalah are in the last Perek of Pesachim. Probably some of you did it, right? It's a pretty common high school parak, Arvei Pesachim, right? So the first half is actually not about the Seder night. The first half is about Kiddush and Havdalah, and then the second half is about the Seder night. So let's do what we have in source two. Amar Rabbi Hilfata, Tam, even if you already ate something in Mekadesh, you can still say Kiddush. Tam, if you ate something, Mavdil. Me, here it is again. Me, Shiloh Kiddush, Barab Shabbat. If you didn't say Kiddush on Friday night, Mekadesh, Rolech, Koyim, Kolom, right? The same position. You have all of Shabbat. Me, Shiloh, Havdil, B'motzei Shabbat. Let's pay attention, guys. Mavdil, B'holech. It doesn't say Kol HaShabbat Kulo, it says. So there's an opinion in the Gemara that Havdalah is just like Kiddush. You have a 24-hour period to say Kiddush. You have a 24-hour period to say Havdalah. Okay, so ready? We have a machloket. One more thing. We also have to tone down a bit the first position. So go to source 3. Amar b'nei Rabbi Chiya, mi shiloh havdil b'motzei Shabbat, mavdil b'leich b'kol HaShabbat Kulo. So it sounds like Izzy's correct. It sounds like you have all week. Ad kama. Wait, how long? Amar Reb Zeir, here we go, guys. Ad Revi B'Shabbat. You only have till Wednesday. It didn't really mean you have all week. You have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, when we had a lot of positions, let's start thinking about the logic of the positions, though, guys. What would be the logic to say in Havdalah, I have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Why should that be true? It seems kind of arbitrary. Just stop on Tuesday. Okay. Who has a suggestion? All right. Let us go to leave.
I guess, like, Wednesday is kind of like the middle of the week. So it's like
removing. Here we go. Elliot, I'm sure your dad will forgive me for this. Okay, let us say I'm a super Karbach guy, and I'm really spiritual. My whole life is around the axes of Shabbat. So my only question about every day is, what is its relationship with Shabbos? Right, so then every day is either one of two things. It either stands in relationship to the previous Shabbat or the forthcoming Shabbat. So then how would the week work? It makes a lot of sense. When I'm in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, my whole orientation is, I just had a Shabbat. Right, that is my orientation, because that's where the dividing line is. When I'm Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, my orientation is Shabbos is coming. Right, so if you kind of situate the week around Shabbat, right, so at that point, that's why I have till through Tuesday. Okay, so now we have the logic of the through Tuesday position. If we go back for a second, guys, this probably needs less explanation. If I ask you what's the explanation for you have 24 hours, what would you guys suggest? Okay, so on the Kiddush case, it's really easy, right? I'm supposed to be Kiddush on Shabbat, so I have 24 hours when it's Shabbat. What about the position that I have 24 hours for Havdalah? What would the logic there be? Let's get a new voice here. Logic there of Havdalah? Want to say get in? You look like you were tempted. Eitan.
It's not, might not be where you're going, but I'd say Monday morning, you're reading Torah for the next week, or is you're already actually starting the like, cycle to the next Shabbat, and so therefore, like, you're already at the point. So, like, by Sunday night is when you want to have, like,
the truth is that's not the explanation people say, but that was quite clever, actually. So, very clever explanation. Okay, any more simple explanation? You know?
We can just compare it to Kiddush.
Okay, but that's true. Maybe Havdalah is probably Kiddush. And one more factor?
It's about transition to Sunday.
I would say it's also the same halachic day. Meaning the halachic day of Sunday starts Saturday night. Till I get to Sunday night, it's still the same calendar date in the Hebrew calendar. Okay, so that... I'm sorry? Yes. So in a certain sense, that would be the logic. Okay, so let's just... Before I take comments now, let's sum up where we are. We now have... In Kiddush, it seems that the halachic is clear. You could do the Doraita Kiddush all of Shabbat, right? And if you slept through Friday night, you would do it Shabbos morning. In Havdalah, there's a debate. either you have 24 hours to do Havdalah, maybe because it's the same halachic day, or you have through Tuesday because that's the post-Shabbos period. Sorry, one more point, and this really fits in with what Jake said before. Look at the last line in source 3. Amar Yaakov Idi of a lo al ha'or. When I do the delayed Havdalah, what do I not do? I think that proves my point, right? Borei Mareish is not part of Havdalah. How do I know that? If I do a delayed Havdalah, it's pointless. Right? It was never crucial to Havdalah. It's kind of like a Motzei Shabbos bracha that I sneak into Havdalah. Now, guys, just think for a second, guys, you all get this. What other bracha might I leave out if I do it on Monday morning? Very good, very good. Because what's Besamim about? Cheering you up after Shabbos leaves? Right? Isn't Monday morning a bit late for that? Right, the transition's already happened. So notice this, guys. Both Besamim and Eish are very nice brachot, but they're not crucial to Havdalah. And therefore, when I do the delayed Havdalah, I only make Perpia Geffen and Mekadesh Shabbat. Okay, now comments and questions. Alicia, let us hear from the Ben Ish Chai section. That's a great question. So you have to realize one thing. We do Havdalah twice in a sense, as was mentioned before. We say it in davening, and we say it on a beverage. So the Havdalah we do in davening allows one to do melacha. Right? That's why many people drive home from shul, even if they weren't Yotzi Havdalah, let's say in shul. Right? And the Havdalah kosh is what allows you to eat. So you're raising an interesting question, like what would be the status of eating if you don't have access to any beverage that you can make Havdalah. So that's a good question I'm not going to discuss right now, but certainly in terms of malacha, you don't have a problem. Right? Just say atach on the tanu and davening, and you can do whatever malacha you want. Leave.
If I say the Friday night kiddush on Shabbos morning, do I also have to say the Mekirabah kiddush?
No, I think at that point you don't only make the Friday night kiddush. Yeah.
Why the rabbi like, I come to this side of the bucket, the way we're going to get people saying Havdalah is to say they can't eat. So is it like a, is that like kind of like a sort of like a measure?
Okay, that's okay.
Do it, or they're actually like Havdalah eat?
Mark asked a very good question, which it's really clever the way you formulated it, which would be great to your clothing topic, although I'd have to prepare that one. I don't know the answer. But the question is, when do we say that when a mitzvah is pending, I shouldn't be allowed to eat till I do the mitzvah? I'll tell you where this comes up for some of us, guys. You might have noticed different shuls have different minhagim on Rosh Hashanah, because some don't want to eat before Tekiat Shofar, and others say, no, as long as you finish Shachris, you could have a Kiddush, and then you'll have a Musaf better, and you can eat before Tekiat Shofar. Okay, so that would be an example when, oh, how often do we plug this thing in? Don't eat till you've done the mitzvah at hand. So that's an interesting question, like, is there a special reason why Havdalah would have that more than other things? It's very good. Yeah, Eitan.
A practical point for, like, the until Tuesday, I mean, based on what they were talking about right now, but, like, not eating or drinking.
No, well, obviously, I'm not going to make you fast till Tuesday.
Well, no, but I'm saying Tuesday would be the point if we say, like, right, the whole thing about, like, 3 days is the longest you can go without drinking, then if you made it to Wednesday, it's supposed to end up
okay. Eitan, you're having a great, it's your college drink. You said two things that are incorrect that were both extremely clever. So that's excellent. Okay, it's just not true, because we don't want you to fast for that long. So even if it's true that in some abstract sense, since you can't eat before Havdalah, therefore Wednesday forces your hand, but we let you eat already, you know, earlier in the game. Okay, Mati. Mati, this might be comment number 3.
Oh, I didn't have to shake. How do you? I'll have to say this one.
Okay, fine. Okay, all right.
So we know in Fila that if you miss Fila, but
it's we're heading there right now. Excellent. We're heading there right now. Okay, sorry, I should let you finish your question.
Right. So I was just going to ask if the same holds true with Mosul.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so let us, before we get to Ari's excellent question, let us look at one line that I think relates very much to what Ari Tatarka said before, and that'll set up Ari Berman's question. Can we look at the Meiri, the last two lines of Meiri in source 4? Look at what he says, guys. Let's ignore that. Shalom yishum tashlumin hum avdiyo. When I do Havdalah on Sunday afternoon, it is not tashlumin. What is it? Elam yishum dekol yom azmanayu. All the Lumdish people in the room should love that line. What did he just say? When I make Havdalah on Sunday afternoon, what am I doing? I'm not using the makeup date. That's simply good day. Right, think about it, guys. Let's say I don't, one guy in this room davens Shachris at 6:30, the other guy davens at 8. The guy davens at 8 is not doing tashlumin. He's simply using a later part of the original time. Right? That is the time. You have the first 4 hours of the day. So one guy's choosing 6:30, one guy's choosing 8. So maybe Havdalah is like that. And therefore, when I'm doing it on Sunday, it's not some makeup date that was added to the system. The date, the time for Havdalah is any time, Saturday or Sunday. Everybody got the point?
It's
okay,
just
now. What?
It's just Chabad Zman.
There you go. Our local Chabad, because we're excited. Okay, where is it? Caleb, you excited because I have Chabad reference? Okay, who else? Hope you have a Chabad connection also. Turns out every Yeshiva has a Chabad connection. Okay. Yeah, John.
Wait, so if you do your Havdalah on Tuesday, at what point do you stop fasting?
No, okay, so that's a great question, but I'm going to leave it up for now. Okay, it might depend on, I'll say this, it might depend on when you expect a cup to come.
Yeah.
Meaning, if it's Saturday night and I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, and I know what I won't have a kosher, my noise, but not good enough. Fine, I'm in Bishkek, Uzbekistan, wherever I am. Right, which one? No, Kyrgyzstan. Right? I'm not going to have a kosher beverage for 4 days, I would just eat right away.
Oh.
But if I anticipate a kosher beverage showing up Sunday afternoon, then I might fast till Sunday afternoon. Okay? Yeah. All right.
So you're saying that we could, because Havdalah is kind of like on the whole day, you could do it in the morning. But because it looks like Havdalah is kind of separation between Shabbos and the week, can we make it like video?
Okay, we're heading in that direction in a second. That's what Quincy said before. Okay, hold it there, Quincy. So now let's get to now what you always want in life, guys. If you're good at analysis, we do this in everything. We do it in philosophy. We do it in Gemara. If you have two theories, you want a test case. What's a case that can show which theory is right? Right. So let's try it now. We have one theory that doing it all Sunday is a tashlumin kind of thing. Another theory that it's not tashlumin; it is simply the zman. Can anyone tell me a test case? How can I check who's right? What might be an interesting test case? Okay. Good. Mati.
No, no, no.
Okay. What, yeah. Kid. Counting the Omer. Oh, that's an interesting suggestion. But I mean within the world of Kiddush and Havdalah. Well, let's go with, you know what we should try to do? Let's see where we have a Teshlumin model and go with Ari Berman's point. Where do we have a Teshlumin model in this world? In davening. When are you allowed to do Teshlumin, to use that in the world of davening? Only if you forgot either Ones or Shogeg, right? It's true, you could have been more careful, but you went to sleep and you forgot. But what if I, bemazed, decided, I'm not feeling it today, no mincha. So then what would happen? You can't do, so maybe you can have a rule. If I chose not to do something, I don't get the benefit of a makeup date. But guys, wouldn't that obviously not apply to the other model? Right, let's say I'm up at 6:30, but I say, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not on chakras. I need to finish the third season of Breaking Bad, so I can't come. But at 8 o'clock, I'm going to dive in chakras. Right? So would that be, would I be left on chakras at 8?
Yeah.
Of course, because it was never a makeup date. It was never a tashlumin. It's simply part of the time period, right? So we have a great test case. Okay, so let's see. Let's check our test case out. Ari Berman, excellent. So go to the Rambam, source 5. Ikra Kiddush Belaila. Main Kiddush is at night, but Imlo Kiddush Belaila. Bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, mekadesh v'oleh kol yom kulo. Ah, what does the Rambam clearly say, guys? It doesn't matter, right? It does not matter why I didn't do it, even if I, if it, not the Jonah Uziel case, he did not fall asleep, he was up Friday night, he just decided no Kiddush, okay? He said, new Moroccan custom, we don't make Kiddush Friday night, okay? But he would still be allowed to do it Shabbos morning. However, look at the tour. What does the tour say? V'katav Rav Amram, one of the Gonim, Imlo kidesh belaila machmat shikacha o onis yikadesh lemachar. So sometimes in life, guys, you have to realize what's not said. Okay, what did he just say? I have two categories where you can do kiddush the next day, namely, you forgot or you had no choice. Right? Obviously implying that mezid, you would not be able to. Now, I just want to point out we want to discuss both kiddush and havdalah. The discussion we just had at the Rambam Tour debate was about
kiddush.
Now, based on what we've said so far, what would be the simplest explanation? Why did the Rambam come to his conclusion and Torah come to his conclusion? Okay, Rafi Snowball?
According to Rambam, it's
Dr. Excellent! Rafi Snowball is a future Lamdan of Am Yisrael. Are you wearing the white shirt for Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
Rafi, you're flipping out. Take it easy. Okay. So in any case, right, that would be the simplest explanation, right? The Rambam holds it's not Tashlumin. So who cares why you missed Friday night? It's still the time period in the morning. So say Kiddush. But according to the tour, or the go in the tour quotes, the way it works is it's a makeup. So we only give you makeup if you're not, you know, willfully violating something. But if you willfully didn't say it at the right time, we're not going to give you a makeup. Okay, so maybe in Kiddush, that is the explanation of this machloket about mezid, whether it's tashlumen or the real time. Okay, now comes an even more exciting question, guys. Do you think that, this question, is it the extended time period or is it tashlumen? Do you think Havdalah should be the same as Kiddush, or do you think there's reason to differentiate? Because we just saw a debate about Kiddush. Is Kiddush the extended time, it's all the time period? Or is Sunday Kiddush, Shabbos morning Kiddush, some kind of tashlumen makeup? What do you guys think about Havdalah? Should it be the same, or do you think there's reason to differentiate? You guys, all of being a good thinker in life is being able to make distinctions. In fact, I can't resist this tangent for 1 second. It's always interesting where we insert extra tefillah, because that tells you some of the nature of what's happening. Where, in which bracha of the Amidah do we insert Al HaNisim? And is the reason for that pretty obvious? Because
yes.
We are giving
Thanksgiving.
Where do we insert the bracha of Havdalah? Anyone make a suggestion there? What does that show, perhaps? That a crucial aspect of achieving Da'at is the ability to make distinctions. Right? If you can't make distinctions, then you can't really understand the world. Okay? So that is, it's not my Kiddush, it's in the Gemara, but that is one of the Gemara's two explanations. Okay, but now let's go back here. What do you guys think about Kiddush versus Havdalah on this issue? All right, let's go with Jonah. Jonah's becoming a star of Shir Kloli. No, are you surprised? You're proud of your Atlanta buddy?
Yes, there you go.
Okay, excellent.
I took it different because, one, it's still Shabbos, and you're still saying, you're still saying it's Shabbos, whereas the other one is not. Like, the Havdalah is supposed to be bringing out Shabbos, it's supposed to be as soon as you're bringing out Shabbos. Whereas,
amazing.
You've already, gone to sleep, you although it's the same day on the Halakha calendar, it's still, you're not just taking out Shabbos.
Okay, so Jonas is amazing. We're going to see it inside 1 second. He says Shabbat is about, Kiddush on Shabbat is about it being Shabbat. It's not about it becoming Shabbat. But Havdalah, Quincy, you hinted at this before, right? Mm-hmm. Havdalah, you can think about the term. What's Havdalah? I'm separating. It's not about we're celebrating Chol. It's about the transition from Shabbat to Chol. So if that's true, I'd have reason to make the distinction, I guess, for the Rambam. That even though the Rambam says, Mezid, I could do all of Shabbat, that's because Kiddush on Shabbos morning can have the same status as Kiddush Friday night, because I'm trying to just recognize the greatness of Shabbat, the sanctity of Shabbat. But Havdalah, Saturday night's the only time, because it's about the transition. And even if I'm allowed to do it Sunday morning, that would be Tashlumen. So I just want to show you inside. Jonah, excellent. Go to source 8. Okay, I have to admit, I don't remember who this is. It's an obscure commentary on the Rambam. Guys, one of the ways of telling which Svarim really made a dent in this world is how many commentaries there are on that, like a super commentary. So I have 2 examples in life. The one's going to be very easy. Which commentary on Chumash has the most commentaries written upon it?
Rashi
has no brainer. Rashi has more than 150 commentaries have been written on Rashi's commentary. Okay, which halachic code has had the most commentaries written on it?
Nope.
I would say the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Okay, again, I admit I did not do a mathematical count, but I shouldn't say it so definitively. But it sounded convincing, right? But I think it's the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, actually. Yeah, now we'll be coded forever. They'll go to Wadi Torah. Someone will count one day and just turned out I'm totally wrong. So let's just say this. There are many, many commentaries written on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Okay, so Divrei Yirmiyahu is one of them. If you look at the Divrei Yirmiyahu in source 8, you'll see it says exactly Jonah Gordon's pshat. Okay, excellent, Jonah.
1790s.
Ah, there we go. Quincy always looks up for us. What was his name?
His name was Benjamin Velfhager from Rotterdam.
There's one obvious question. No, why is his sefer called
Divrei
Yirmiyahu? If neither of his names was Yirmiyahu.
Because he went by Yirmiyahu ben.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, not everybody's safer name is their name, but usually that's the best bet.
It's his son, right?
Okay. Okay, here we go, guys. So look, John Gordon is going to make you happy. Go tell your parents to do this. Amnam lechor nir lechalik bin kiddush l'avdalah. You should make a distinction. Did be kiddush nish l'mezakweyu kol hayom? I can do it all day. Bin kin lovi mitam hashlama. It's not Tashlumen. Shai, it's a clear Kobalila. Avdalah, here's your point. Quincy, you too. De'ikra mishum hayitzia mishabat l'chol. What's Avdalah about? Not about being chol, it's about the transition from Shabbat to chol. And I can't do that transition on Sunday afternoon. It's too late. It's happened already. Okay, so that is one. If we want to distinguish, that is one great distinction. Okay, does anybody have another reason to distinguish? Or are you all happy with that far? Yeah.
Does the Rambam actually poskin such a thing in Kabbalah?
So the Shulchan Aruch does, I'm trying to remember if it's in the Rambam. I do not remember. Why don't you take a look, Quincy, okay? Look at like Perchav Ten Alamed. It'll be over there somewhere. Okay? Let us go to source 9. We're now going to see another way to differentiate, which I found really fascinating. If anybody ever finds sources, this is like a Rav Dovital kind of topic. We have to ask Rav Dovital about this. You'll see what I mean in a second. He has the same idea that on Shabbat, it's about the whole Shabbat is the time, and Havdalah is just Motzei Shabbat. But he has a different reason for that distinction.
I was going to say they both have the same idea of distincting something from something else.
I mean, you think we should think of Kiddush as akin to Havdalah. Meaning, it's also about leaving the week and becoming Shabbat.
Right, because they're both considered, you're both saying Kiddush. It's both, you're both saying...
Okay, maybe that's the other theory that says that the only time is really Friday night, right? Like Rav Amram book. Okay? So let us go to the Chatam Sofer. He's going to have a different way to distinguish. Amnam b'havdalah b'sim reish samtet zivav. Pasach, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Davka shachach v'lo evdil. Mashma v'lo hizid. I mean, he's going to say again, Kiddush, even b'meis that I could do it, because it's the extended time. And Havdalah only shachach, only shogeh, because Havdalah is compensation. Here we go. But why? So look after the ellipsis on the second line. Bishlom HaKiddush, Avgat L'chor Zachar, B'Knisa Tomashma, you'd think it's only when it enters. Mikom HaKom, I've never heard this idea before, Rabbi Talalski, if you know about this, let me know. Mikom HaKom, Kivin Dach, Dusha Mosefet V'Holechet. What does he assume? As Shabbos goes on, the Kedusha increases. Did anyone ever hear this idea before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you got it. Okay, where do you know it from, Cody?
I know it because I complained about Shal Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you're saying the food gets better. The food gets worse because your Kedusha increases, so you don't need that Kedusha.
Oh, you're saying so? Wait, so you're saying it's like a halakhic value to serve a lousy Shal Shabbos. Wow, who would have known? I did not know that. Where was this? Okay, there you go. Yeah.
The reason Chabad doesn't do Shalosh Shudas usually is because they say this is like the highest.
There we go. Chabad takes it to the next level. Not only a lousy Shalosh Shudas, but an absence of Shalosh Shudas. Right? We're so spiritual that we don't need food at all. Okay. Who else doesn't capture that? I'm just curious. Who else doesn't capture that? Where do you encounter the idea, Rafi?
Oh, it's highest spiritual.
Yes. Oh, when you were just there last week, right?
Yeah.
Why do you quote this idea?
Because he said, like, we're at the highest for Shabbos.
Oh, because it was Shabbos.
So, yeah.
Okay. Gooby.
But in Shabbos, during Shabbos, this funny joke, sometimes it's a joke in Judaism, that Hashem decided to create the world during Shabbos because it was Yom Rishon, and then, like, the seventh day, yeah, so, like,
okay. You know, Gooby, I hope it's okay if I say that. Even as rabbinic humor goes, that's a little shaky. Okay, but... okay, one second, okay? But let's take this idea as an idea. I love to find sources, and you find sources every day. At some point, let me know where this comes from. I'll ask Rav Dovital when he comes back. But once that's true, what emerges? So first of all, he does have a little bit of halakhic support for it. He says, v'kvod yom adif mikvod laila. Okay, there is a Gemara that says if I have to do Kavod Shabbos with something, it's better if the day is more mechubah than the night. So it seems to somehow give more weight to Shabbos morning than Shabbos night. So maybe that supports this idea a little bit. Even though when you do Kiddush in Friday night, sagi l'chol mashem osif ha'olich, it is enough. So basically, I'm going to do a little bit outside now. What does he basically say? In theory, we could justify saying Kiddush three times. Because what are we doing each time? We're giving recognition to the new Kedusha, the new level of Kedusha. But what happens, but I think it didn't, because it changes the Takanah de Rabbanan. Meaning, apparently what happened is the right level. The Torah said, guess what? Even though the Kedusha of Shabbos increases, you do it Friday night, that's enough. Right? You don't have to necessarily make a Kiddush every time there's the next level of Kedusha. But what are the Rabbanan side? They didn't just arbitrarily make a Kiddush before lunch. They're giving expression to the fact that, oh, something new has happened. There's a greater sanctity now. So I think it changes your conception of the rabbinic Kiddush at Shabbos lunch. Right? They're picking up on a theme that was already in place, just it didn't demand Kiddush till now. And he even says, I don't know if you've ever seen this, he says, there are some people who make a bracha on a cup of wine even at Sudash Lishi. Anyone ever see that? Okay, look at the end of the fifth line. V'yesh me'ancheh ha'maseh me'dakta kim levarich ha'lakos. Gam besuda gimel mishim tosefet kedusha. But once that's true, right? Obviously, that's a svar for Kiddush and not a svar for Havdalah. And if you go to the second to last line, mash einkin b'Havdalah delo shayach ella. When is Havdalah relevant? Kerega predat Shabbat Me'afol. I haven't just known that word. What does the word predat mean?
Transition.
Who just said that? Elio, very good. Okay, guys, when people have debates about separate seating in Judaism, in Hebrew that would be called Yeshiva Nifredet. Right, Nifrad is to be separate. Okay, what? Okay, good. Or, you might have had this before, let's say somebody's leaving your institution, you want to make him a goodbye party. You might call it a Su'udat Preda. Okay, again, to pay Reish Dalah is to separate or to leave. So again, now guys, this is some of what we have before we get to the last issue. We now have two interesting reasons to differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah. And what are they both arguing? That when it comes to Kiddush, the whole day is the time, it's not Tashlumin. When it comes to Havdalah, only Friday night is the time. Only Saturday night is the time. What were the two svaras? We have the Divrei Yirmiyahu with Jonah, that Kiddush is recognizing Shabbat. That could be any time of Shabbat. Havdalah is about the transition. Therefore, Havdalah is only Saturday night. That was the Divrei Yirmiyahu. The Chatam Sofer, the added layer, that Shabbat, we're recognizing the growing levels of Kedusha. And therefore, Kiddush is still appropriate because something new has happened and Shabbos has become more Kadosh. Where Havdalah, you wouldn't say, like, oh, you know, it becomes more chol as the week goes along. Ezra. You're saying I've done something to close it off. It's a little bit like the way direction 8 time went to go.
Yeah.
Like something happens to close it off. Yeah, it's an intriguing suggestion. Okay. We're good, guys? Any comments or questions before we get to the last topic? Okay, last topic here, guys. There are two more topics. Okay, one other test case. Okay, you guys will plug this in right away, and then we'll get to the really, really interesting last topic. Okay, one test case we just had was Ari's case, if you left it out for me. I'm going to give you another test case, guys. Okay, I think we said this in Shir recently, my Chumash here. Right? So for those who are in my Chumash here, okay, what is the status of a Jew who unfortunately lost a close relative between death and burial? What is he referred to or she referred to as? Oneg. And what is the halachic status of an Oneg? They do not have to do this. Pretty remarkable halacha. Right, you are in this traumatic time period. You're busy taking care of the funeral. Right, you are putter for mitzvot. And as I pointed out in my chumash here, you only putter for mitzvot aser. Right, don't think, okay, now I can go on my crime spree. Right, you are putter for mitzvot aser, not lo aser. Okay, so what about the following case, guys? Let's try the following case. Okay, Jojo, you doing well? Excellent. Where's your buddy?
He's in America, the Holy Land.
You went for a symbol? What?
Yeah, you
went
back to
Brooklyn
for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't see how this Syrian Thanksgiving is superior to ours.
He just wanted to go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, guys. Okay, so... here's the case. Let's say, God forbid, somebody lost a relative on Shabbos morning. Okay, now Motzei Shabbos comes. What's the status of the deceased brother? He's an Oneg. Therefore, he's not going to make Havdalah. Right? We're good. Okay, now, wait, Jonah. Now they do the burial on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, they do the burial. Funeral's over. Now it's 3:30 in the afternoon Sunday. It's still Sunday. What do you think, guys? Should the person say Havdalah now? Why not? What would it depend on, though? Either boss is right. That depends on the same chakir, right? If we go what we've been saying just now, both in the Chatam Sofer and Yirmiyahu, that Havdalah the Chiyuv is only on Saturday, only on the Shabbat. So he was exempt for the entire Chiyuv period. So you don't compensate for something that you were exempt from, right? Why should you compensate? You were exempt. But if we say the Chiyuv of Havdalah is all of Sunday, it's not compensation, not Tashlumin, so then, okay, you were exempt last night, but now they buried the deceased. Now you're not an Oneg, now you're an Avel. An Avel is Chayv and Mitzvot, and the Chiyuv is still in place, and therefore he would make Havdalah. So I'm not doing side guys, but those of you who are curious, if you read source 10, that's a machloket in the rush, what you do. So now, are you ready, guys? We've done a good job in terms of our analytical skills. So we have two test cases every time. How do you know if something is Tashlumin or the extended Chiyuv? Well, is it just Shogeg or even Mezid? And if you had a total exemption, and then the exemption goes away at the later period, would your chiyuv kick in again? Okay, now comments on that. Quincy.
You just said that an onen would not do havdalah because the chiyuv was over a set period of time, but we do tashlumin for marriage despite the fact that it's rituals, so surely you can say the same by havdalah.
I think Maariv is Rashut is different than other Rashut. Either because we've taken it on as a Chiyuv, or to begin with it was like a stronger Rashut. In fact, because you know, to even give you, I'll give you something to look up to, Quincy. You'll enjoy this. Are you in the fourth paragraph of Bracha now in Bikis? Or in with your God? Okay. How many toasts are you guys sneaking in there? Okay.
Whoa,
here.
I did the
yeah, don't you and you.
Wait.
Don't you and you Yehuda Hollander go like all these toasts? Yehuda Hollander, stand up, you're coming to Yehuda. Okay. So. There is a Tosfot that wants to know. Where is it? Ah, Tosfot raised exactly Quincy's question. Guys, do this Tosfot. It's a great Tosfot. The second Tosfot on, sorry, third Tosfot on Chafav and Ralph. Okay. Oh, so then, oh, that's maybe in fact your comment stemmed the fact that you did that Tosfot. Is that true, Quincy? Right, guys, I always say, let me point this out. If you said something just for your own reasoning, that's impressive. But if you said something because you learned it, that's also impressive. Like that, it's not cheating to learn or to read books, guys. That's not cheating. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, so Mike, you doing okay? Okay. It's only cheating to keep your mysterious title by not being able to say it. That's cheating. Okay, so okay. Now, so what does Tosa raise there, guys? Wait, happy Tashlum from Maariv, if we possibly then Maariv is a Rishut. So that's exactly what Tosa raises. And Tosa claims it's not so Rishut like, actually. Okay, so that. Okay, we're good? Yeah, leave.
Like, what are the general knowledge
means
that not saying,
what
happens to
the
difference?
What? No,
it's not Shabbos anymore, but.
The difference would—it's just a question of whether Sunday. The question—if we go with the position that Motzei Shabbat is the only Zman Chiyuv, and I was an Onan in all Motzei Shabbat, and therefore the Nafkaminas, they don't have to say Avdala. Meaning, if you had a Ptur, you just didn't say it.
Either way, let's say
no. So what I said to Alicia might be Nafkamina. If I didn't say it. And I'm going to say it's Sunday morning. I can't eat till Sunday morning.
I'm saying, that's like some sanctity. Is there some, like,
part of
the sanctity
remaining? I don't think so. I think some of you are thinking, if I don't make Havdalah, it's still Shabbos for me. Yeah, I think, let's say you said Havdalah and Davening, you could do Malach already. I don't think that means that on some level it's still Shabbos for you. Okay? You want to say something, John? Okay. Rafi.
If an owner can't say Havdalah, Would they still be?
Oh, that was a great question. Okay. You understand what Rafi just asked? Rafi said maybe there should be a difference between shogeg and onus. Because how would I formulate things when a shogeg misses Havdalah? He certainly was chayav, but he blew it, right? And then you just talk about a makeup or compensation. But Rafi, correct me if I'm wrong, you're suggesting that, did I misunderstand your question?
Yeah.
Too bad. My misunderstanding was a great question. Yeah,
right. How could they be able to still not?
Ah, okay. I misunderstood. Okay, he wants to know this idea that you can't eat till Havdalah. What if I'm an onus, right? It's not my fault at all, right? The one bottle of kosher wine I had broke, and now I have nothing to make Havdalah. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's still in place, but that's a good question. That's a good question. No.
I think he was kind of talking about this, but is the fact that...
No, okay. Can I make fun of you when we're done? Is that okay?
Sure.
You know the parents are? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, guys, this week, I saw Noah twice talking to different Platonic friends. So, Noah, hey, Noah, I'm going to tell the first one, and you're cheating on your Platonic friend. So, okay. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Noah.
So if you the first round on Sunday, so if you start off by that, at that point because you go on the Shabbat, are you just like if you miss the
Sunday? What's the case again? I'm sorry?
You invite the person on Sunday,
yeah.
You're presumably doing a lot of that. Disregarding the
authority
part, are you just like, is that...
Well, no, you're raising an interesting point, but I guess the thing about the split, we said after Havdalah and Davening, I can do Malacha. So apparently, do Malacha per se doesn't render Havdalah and the cup of wine irrelevant. Right, there's two havdalahs. One I've done, I can do malacha, but the other havdalah is still working in theory. Right, the fact that I've done malacha doesn't change that.
Isn't it
what? Well, it could be all of havdalahs are remembered. Right, that's something we haven't discussed yet. If Kiddush has a direct component, it's not clear that havdalah has a direct component. Okay? Isaac?
Could havdalah ever be like, it's the Yerabam, Yerabam, or Yerabam, or Havam, it's like, they need to be that hard to say,
I don't think so, but yeah, it's hard for me to see it as a Masorah. Okay, last question, guys. You guys have been excellent today. Okay, what about if I switch to Motzei Yom Tov? Okay, that we haven't discussed yet. How much time should I have if, it's the last day of Pesach, and I didn't say Havdalah at night? Okay, how much time do you think I should have? Well, let's go back to Shabbos. Shabbos, we had two Svaras, right? The one-day Svara and the through Tuesday Svara. Okay, so what do you think? What should happen on Yom Tov? Well, it's a little bit hard to apply the 3 day svara, right? Would you say I have like halfway to the next chag? Okay. Oh, Quincy, wow. You're willing to go pretty radical. What about between, what's the longest break? Between Sukkot and Pesach. You'd say, I could say Havdalah for 3 months. What a deal. Okay, because I still in the post Sukkot program. Okay, it seems a little radical, no? Okay, yeah. So.
Is there a reason that you're going by when the next Yom Tov is
enough? Well, what are we doing Shabbos? You said make Yom Tov till the next, halfway till the next Shabbos.
Yeah.
That was extremely clever. Yeah. Very good talk.
Okay. So Yom Tov is
the other regular. So in my week.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, so it's an interesting idea about not starting to ask for rain because people are walking home. So Rabbi Klopsky is suggesting maybe that could like mark out what the post-Yom Tov period is. Very interesting. Okay, so let's go to the Q&A and we'll close with this. Now we paskin in Shabbos till Tuesday, right, guys? So it sounds like we're more into the 3 day svara than the 1 day svara. So what happens when it gets to Motzei Yom Tov? So he says, "Aba Motzei Yom Tov ain lo tashlumin." The sages of Prague came to this conclusion. Now what did they do? They did something very simple. They said, "What are we paskin in Shabbos? 3 days. Wait, but that svara doesn't help you at all." For Yom Tov, and therefore they thought there's no tashlumin for Yom Tov. But now comes the interesting thing. This is quite fascinating, right? I always like to point out the fact that we don't paskin like a svara doesn't mean it has no place in our system. And a svara that doesn't win the day in one place could come back and win the day in a different place. And I think that's especially true in this case, guys. Because think about it: if we paskin like the 3 day svara, have we rejected the 1 day svara? Not at all. It could be it's a great svara, but why do we not notice it? Because it's encompassed by
3 days.
I mean, when we pass in your 3 days for Havdalah, we haven't rejected the svara that said you had 1 day for Havdalah. We simply said it's irrelevant. So if in Motzei Yom Tov you don't have the 3 days svara, so all of a sudden that, as it were, rejected position comes back to life. And that's how we came to Paskins. He says, even on Shabbat, we like the 1 day Svara, it is just superseded by the 3 day Svara. So on Motzei Yom Tov, you would have 1 day. I'm just going to do a brief review and take closing comments. Okay? As usual, you guys were really excellent today. Okay, here we go. Brief review. Okay, we're trying to figure out how long you have to say these things. In Kiddush, you have all of Shabbat to do the Doraita Kiddush. So I missed it Friday night, I would do the double Brachot in the day. And in Havdalah, we had two opinions in the Gemara. 1 day or 3 days. And we said, 1 day is it's the same halachic day, that's the Svara. 3 days is, I'm still in the post-Shabbos period. Okay, then we ask, when we have extended time periods, is it that the time of Chiyuv is really longer? Or is it that, no, there's a short time of Chiyuv and a makeup date, a Tashlumin. And we had two test cases. One test case was someone who was Mazid. Mazid shouldn't get Tashlumin, but Mazid can still be in the Chiyuv time. And another test case was the Onin, right? The person who was exempt from mitzvot on Saturday. So would that person then do Havdalah after burial on Sunday? Then we had two more things. We said, is there any reason to differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah? We had the Jonah Gordon story, Divrei Yirmiyahu, that Shabbos is about it being Shabbos. Havdalah is about the transition. And we also had the Chatam Sofer's idea that over the course of Shabbat, the Kiddush is growing, so there's more place for a real Chi of Kiddush. Okay, finally, we had, what about Motzei Yom Tov? And even though some of that suggestions how Motzei Yom Tov you could have a post-Yom Tov period, the Chachmei Prague did not think so. They said, oh, there's no post-Yom Tov period. I guess there's no Tashlumin for Havdalah on Yom Tov. But the Rebbe Akiva Egerim said, why should that be? The 3-day svar doesn't mean the 1-day svar is wrong. So even in Motzi Yom Tov, you'd apply the 1-day svar and you would have 24 hours to do Havdalah. Okay, closing comments or questions. Caleb.
So with what Rebbe Akiva Egerim was saying, is that similar to how we treat the Christmas Shabbat with the Kassilis and the Shachar? Because I'm going to say that we kind of have to look at a Kiva period and the other period after the last 6 weeks.
It's interesting. Thinking, how do we compare? Should we compare B'diyav L'Chachila to Chiyuv Tashlum? Okay, I need to think about it. It's an interesting question. Yeah, Simon.
At what point do you just stop when you're at Siddur Shishi? If you say Siddur Shabbat is the good news when you start going to.
Oh, good. Well, good news, though. Well, you know, is there any time there's a chiyuv to stop having Siddur Shlishi? Look, that's a good question, actually. Because as Simon's saying, as long as I continue my Siddur Shlishi, the Isra Akiva doesn't kick in. Okay, so if... I don't know, which Rebbe has the longest Siddur Shlishi? Oh, there you go. We've doubles in for Shabbos. All right, this might be a practical question. Okay, so I would imagine it's till... Actually, that's a good question, actually. Is it till Chatzot at night, or is it till Amud HaShachar in the morning? I don't know. I'm going to look it up. That's a very interesting question. But I understand. You're saying, since the... Even if you... Everyone would agree that the best time to say Abdallah is Saturday night, when we demand, okay, don't sing Mizmor David for the 17th time. Right now is the time to move on. I'll look it up. That's a very good question. Okay, anybody else look up? Yeah, get in.
How can we do the 3-day Svara? How can we kind of...
Look, can't they both be true on some level? On some level, we're already anticipating Shabbat, but on another level, we're still in the post-Shabbat period. I think we can experience both of them simultaneously. I don't think that's a contradiction, actually. Yeah, Harrison.
For the owning, you say that they should still name Abdullah after their period.
Why?
Because Abdullah serves a certain function that it's not just that this person shouldn't do this thing or shouldn't. It serves a function distinguishing.
Okay, look, you made a very good point, but I'm going to give you a parallel case that might convince you. What if I'm a 12-year-old boy and I turn bar mitzvah on Monday? Should I say Abdullah? Right, because you can make the same argument. But,
is that the same?
So you tell me why it's different sometime today. Okay, everybody else good? Okay, last question, last two questions. All right, Berman.
Maybe we can distinguish between the, like I said, the Kiddush of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yom Tov in terms of Abdullah. We're trying to make a separation and saying, like, Shabbos is all the way up here and Chol is, let's say, much lower. So it's, let's say, more crucial for us to have more time because this distinction needs to be made. But for Yom Tov, where it's more similar to Chol, if you can quote and things like that.
And that was a fascinating point.
The separation.
Okay, guys, see, it's good to give Shikoli. People make fascinating points. Ari wants to say that the Shabbos Chol transition is more dramatic than the Yom Tov Chol transition. Now, you might not agree, but I actually have a great halachic proof for it. Very good, Mati. It was worth it to save the third moment for that. Okay, haven't you ever noticed that we don't do Besama Motzi Yom Tov? What seems to be the assumption? That somehow it's more traumatic to go from Shabbat to Chol than it is to go from Yom Tov to Chol. So I wouldn't have guessed that, but that really supports what you just said. Leave, last comment.
I think what you would in the two svaras, from like the 1-day svar and the 3-day svar, I think you would say the 1-day svar applies more if you have like a small understanding of the extension of Abdullah. In that case, right, I'm extending this mon. I'm extending it for 1 day. But past that, I'm not going to extend this mon any longer. If I'm saying Kashmir that it's a makeup, right, this time on Saturday night is really the time for adults, that I'm making it up, then obviously, then it makes more sense that I'll give a longer makeup.
Okay, that's clever.
Yes,
you could connect the two questions. All right, everybody have a great Shabbat.
Yeah. All right.